For those of you who have been here for a long time, it's really good to see you. I'm so glad that you are here with us. What I want to talk to you about today is, for those of you who are old hat Track 4 attendees, you know that I change Track 4 every year. And I work to create 30 sessions that are going to be a joy and an encouragement for you, so that you at least have the opportunity to return if you would like to. And I generally think in categories like this. What are some of the hard cases? Because just out of curiosity, how many of you are counseling at least 1 hour a week? Boom! See, you all are doing it. So that's already established with this group. Do you know what happens if we ask Track 1 that? Nobody raises their hands, right? Because they're new to this. But we're old hatters here. So we're the ones who are doing it on a regular basis. So we want to talk about some challenging cases and how to walk through them. Then some of the ministry opportunities we have on a one-to-one basis. We want to talk about that. And then we want to talk about counselor training. And this year you're going to have a session with Kevin Carson about ongoing training. We've talked about how to train a counselor. How do you add someone to your team? Now we want to talk about how do we continue to build into them and encourage them. Well, why is the session, this one, needed? Why is this one needed? And this is developing a multifaceted plan in counseling. Let me give you a little history of what I think my own counseling has gone through. I think when I started, I would have viewed myself primarily as a biblical problem solver. Maybe some of you would say that would be true for you. And that is, as somebody was coming to talk about their counseling or their problems, I was thinking, how is it that the Lord and His Word need to deal with this problem? Now, this isn't me thinking, well, I'm just going to solve everybody's deal, right? That's not it. That is, how is the Lord going to do that, and how can I be a part of that? We all get, unless the Lord builds a house, the laborers labor in vain. But I think that's where I tended to live in the early years of my counseling. Then I think I grew to being more open and willing to go slower, to think a little deeper, to develop some relational skills that maybe I didn't have before. Instead of the problem-solving mentality, it's how can we walk together through some trials or difficulties. And so I stayed with people longer. I got to know them better. But would you say that you've had some of these same kind of experiences, that when you start off, it's like, tell me what the problem is, and let's get after it? And then you grow a little bit as you minister, and you say, okay, I want to get into this person's life, and I want to relate to them more as a person than just as a problem that needs to be handled. So I was more willing to talk about their suffering, to care about their hardships. I thought more and more about what happened after the counseling. So I wasn't just interested in what happened today. I was interested in what is the longer term for them going to look like. Then, here's one of the ways I've wanted to grow this year. Caring for the entire experience of my counselees. That is, I want to care about their whole spiritual life and their whole life experience. Let me use myself as an illustration of this. So if somebody were to counsel me, if they were going to dig into my life and really deal with the issues that make me who I am, that deal with the experiences that I have, there are a few things that you have to dive into if you really want to impact me at the deepest levels. Now, if you just want to help me solve a problem, you can do that, no problem, right? I can tell you my problem. You want to counsel me? I got tons of problems. You just say the word, I'll give you one. And you could counsel me through the problem. But if you want to relate to me at a deeper level than that, there are certain things you have to know. And there are certain things that you have to be willing to factor in to that counseling in order to accomplish that. Let me give you an example. Several years ago, I got sick. It messed me up. Nobody knows what happened. All I know is this. I had to have a new normal. That's reality. And you know, the reality is I didn't really like that. I didn't like a new reality. I wanted to go back to the old norm. Well, I can't do that. Or it doesn't appear like I can do that. So if somebody is going to relate to me at that kind of level, at the deepest levels of who I am and how I'm responding to my life, you'd have to know something about that. I'm also the dad of a 22-year-old, a 17-year-old, and a 13-year-old. And I think parenting is way harder now than it ever was before. Anybody else in those shoes? Like, I thought, man, if you get out of diapers, man, you got it made. And then we got out of diapers. And then you get through school, you're like, oh, man, this is going to be great. I'm going to get out of this. And then you realize that as you get through these stages, there's new stages and new challenges and new issues that you're concerned about. And the things that you're concerned about now are bigger. It used to be, did you actually use soap when you took a shower? Right? I mean, that was it, right? Now it's a whole lot bigger than that. Now you don't care whether they did. Because there's a whole lot bigger issues to deal with than that. Well, if you don't relate to me at that level, then you're not going to relate to my experience. Because what is parenting adult men compared to parenting an adolescent girl look like? I mean, sometimes I have to pinch myself to figure out who I'm talking to right now. Here's another one. You have to know what my ministry is like. You have to know what my pressures are like. Both the ones that I impose on myself as well as the ones that are imposed upon me. And so that made me start asking questions. Like, is that true of my counselees? Because I could imagine me coming to counseling and never talking about those things. I would never talk about them. They wouldn't come up. I wouldn't share those details at that kind of level. You would just say, oh, this is the guy who is the pastor of counseling and seminary ministries at Faith Church. Cool. On we go. Oh, you've got three kids. Oh, cool. They're 22, 17, 13. Great. That's awesome. Man, praise God for that. And you would be just probably not even thinking about other issues that might be at play in my life. And so I started asking myself, I wonder if that's true for my counselees too. How much of their life experience are they really talking to me about? So then I started asking other questions. And people started answering them. You ever had that experience? And then when they start answering them, what do? You go, oh my word, now what? You ever been in that spot where somebody just unloads on you and all of a sudden you didn't know all that stuff and you're like, whoa, this is a whole new issue. This is a whole new setting. I didn't even think about this. Now, before I get into the counseling weeds of a few cases that reflect what I'm talking about here, about this multifaceted plan, I want to step back and think a little bit about this theologically. Like, why would we do this? Why does this make sense to do this? And I first want to talk about some theological issues. Like, while having a material and an immaterial part of us, we remain a unity. Do you believe that? Do you believe that we remain a unity? So does sleep impact how a person responds to their circumstances? Do you believe that? And you know what I had to learn? Now that I'm getting older, and I realize some of you are a lot older than me, and you're like, dude, you're not old, okay? I get that. But in my experience, I'm the oldest I've ever been. Okay? So here's what I've learned. I've learned there's a difference between 7 hours of sleep and 4 hours of sleep and laying awake for 3 hours in bed. Anybody else know what that is? Yeah, you know what that is, right? It's different. And does that impact how you respond to various circumstances in your life? That's a new kind of question.